Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams for the trends to look back on. Crystal Palace versus Liverpool. And we'll start off with the match stats because I was surprised. And I think I'm surprised, Josh, because you watch the game and you're swept along with the emotion of it. You're seeing Liverpool side be really poor in the first half. You're seeing one or two emphatically poor performances in the first half. And then you check the numbers afterwards, and I'm not saying for a second Liverpool deserve to win the game. I'm not even saying that they possibly even deserve a point in the grand scheme of things. But the XG of both matches, you know, it wouldn't be mad if it was a 3-3 draw. Is what strikes me when you look at that there. You know, the total XG is 2.94 to Palace, 2.64 to Liverpool. Cumulative XG 2.86 to Palace, 2.58 to Liverpool. There's 36 shots in the game. Arne Slot will feel that is a game with too much incident in, and we'll come on to those shots. But that is, you know, that's two sides that in the end it looks like they really went at each other.
Yeah, well, when we previewed the game last week, we touched on that side of things, didn't we? That Palace are painted as this defensively well-drilled side, when in reality they just cause a lot of problems for top six teams. And Liverpool, you know, created their fair share in the second half. But I think because of the nature of the first half and how bad it felt, I said at half time on Twitter that, like, Liverpool should be three down. And people were replying to me saying, like, three, you know, should be six sort of thing. But, you know, the expected goals there has been, I don't want to say it's been kind to Liverpool because we've still given away an absolute ton in XG terms. But I think what's drifted under the radar is in the second half we created a ton as well. We just didn't really convert much of it.
Well, we'll come on to have a look at that because the other thing that's just of interest as well, quick, is Liverpool almost as many pressure regains as Crystal Palace over the course of the game, off substantially fewer pressures. I think it shows again in the second half in particular. Liverpool were well drilled and were getting the ball back where they needed to and when they needed to. And it's another team that's playing Liverpool with a really low pass completion rate. 65% for Palace is really, really low. Mm. And Liverpool are doing a good job of that at the minute, but you've got to wonder how much teams are leading into that, for me, Josh.
Yeah.
I think teams are happy to lose the ball against Liverpool at the moment. I think they're happy to take risks with that possession, and you can see it in the race chart. You know, it's Crystal Palace have basically got above two in a half against Liverpool. And Liverpool go on and get two XG in the second half. But Palace go in half time, the cumulative XG has them over two. That does not happen to Liverpool very often, and it's just not good enough.
No, I mean, it was a defensive shambles, really. I mean, there's lots of individual performances well off it, but from a Palace perspective, that's a great race map.